Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Read me on myself, says the song. That's what we hear. We are called to serve. Thank you for the worship team. And we always invite everyone to share their gifts. As you saw, the musicians and singers, if you feel like you want to praise the Lord on one occasion or as many times as you want, you're welcome to. If you want to play an instrument, please contact the worship leaders. If you have a bulletin with you, it should be posted here on the list of singers. Those are the worship leaders. So if you have any desire of worship, then please talk to them. And if you wanted to participate in any way in the service, let us know. We're welcome to share in the ministry. So thanks everybody for the help this morning. We take one time a year, Easter, to serve our congregation in the morning, and thanks to everyone. It went okay. It went very good. Yeah, we have a lot of leftovers, so if you're still hungry, after the service, we can have some more sloppy joes. Not much bread, but a lot of meat and coleslaw. But I praise the Lord that God gives me this opportunity every year, and He gives us opportunity to think about what to do for the morning service. So, and they're pretty happy that we get to fellowship. Because most of us don't get to know most of the Japanese members, and we have a lot of children. We were blessed today because it's unusual that they come in. So you saw them today. This is the children that I usually post. Please pray for our children. And the Lord is working great things in their faith. So we take this time of the service for testimonies and prayer requests. And if you have any prayer requests, and if you want us to pray for your family here or in your country, or anyone that you would have liked to be here today, an opportunity to bring them to church. We can also pray for them, that the Lord work in their hearts as you fellowship with them. We all have different jobs. We work as teachers in companies, all different places in the city. And we had to pray for the Spirit to work ahead of us. So please come and testify or share with us what the Lord has done. Maybe Easter is different in your country or in your congregation. So please come and share with us what the Lord is doing in your churches and how your testimony of what God is doing here in Japan. Because many of people in our countries don't know what's going on here. But the Lord is present here, and He cares for the people in Hiroshima. So please come and testify, and I will pray at the end. Please say your name, and I'll pray for the request today.
So glad to worship, playing bass. It's a great time. And a surprise, one high school girl, I've been counseling for her over 3 years. She just came in lunchtime. Yeah. Were there any notice? I missed the worship, I missed the service, but it's okay. Came to the church. Yeah. And she's playing with other high school boys and kids. Hopefully she'll come. Praise the Lord. Happy Easter to you.
Hello, I'm Art. We are going to move into our house on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we have two neighbors that are visible from our house. One is a very old gentleman, and the other is a very old couple. And so we're hoping to just be able to be ourselves and be very gracious and kill them with kindness. And we know that, in general, if you're too kind to a person in Japan, it can be very startling to them because they feel like they owe you things, and we don't want that, but that's kind of who we are. And so we're just going to treat these people like they were our neighbors in America. We're going to be very nice. We're going to offer to do things for them. And so would you please pray that their hearts would be not scared, and that they would accept kindness without feeling obligated. And so we really want to have a good relationship with our neighbors. And you know, I thought about trying to be Japanese, but you know, I'm never going to be Japanese. I really don't look Japanese. No one's ever going to fall for it. So we're just going to be, you know, strange foreign missionaries that moved in next door, and hopefully they'll be able to accept kindness. And my mental problems, my cognitive stuff has been very great. So thank you very much for praying for that. And is there anything else? Megumi's starting her new school. She's already visited. It was really nice. It's a nice new school. The teachers were really great. The kids wanted me to chase them around the yard, and so we're really excited for that. And yeah, we're at, what's that? Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, we're in a really good place in our life, so just continue to pray for spiritual protection. We've been through a lot of really bad things and really hard times, and so I've said this a couple times. I don't want to just come up here and say, oh, this is so great, and God's doing this, and there was a whole process to get to this point. It was not easy. It was painful. It was a struggle. So there's probably some people going through things like that now, and you don't feel God, and you don't have joy, and it's important for you to know that whatever is going on in your life is God preparing you for whatever he has in mind. And the harder you're struggling, the more he's refining you. And so growth never happens without pain. And so if you're going through pain right now, if you can try to thank God for the pain and know that he has a plan for it, he does. And it's easy to see that looking backwards. And so for 3.5 years, I didn't want to live, didn't want to die, because I didn't want to upset my mother by killing myself. And, you know, it was just why am I here? I don't even want to, existing is terrible. This is awful. Well, I'm in Japan now because I'm going to minister to people who feel like that. And I'm going to ask them to live with me because I understand understand their pain. So whatever God puts you through, it's for the benefit of you and for the benefit of other people.
Hello, everyone, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
My name is Grace. I want to give a praise report and then a prayer request. And I want to praise God because I always trust God that through my time in Japan, I can be able to influence somebody. Yeah, because I am in Japan on a contract, and I know that not so long I'll be out of Japan. Then I don't want to go back and then regret. God, you gave me a precious chance. How did I use that chance for your glory? And I'm witnessing or talking about God is something that makes me very nervous, you know, because you don't know what people will say or feel about you, but Christ says you still have to do it. You go ahead and witness for me to people. And it's very difficult. It's not easy. And for those of you who have done it, you know what I'm talking about, because, yeah, you don't know how people will feel or, yeah, about it. But I pray for people, especially people that I meet, and I trust God that he will work his way in their lives. And this Easter, I purpose to invite people to church for Easter, especially my Japanese colleagues. And it's not easy because some people don't like church. They don't want to hear anything. And I would like to share with you my experience, because I know you will try or you will do it also. And some people just don't want to listen to you and they'll just turn you away when you begin. And it's really sometimes, it's really, I feel like God. And then I should just stop. I shouldn't talk about God. People in Japan don't believe about God. So I should keep quiet. And then I go back home and I pray and God tells me, when they reject, they are not rejecting you. They have rejected me, so let it go like that. Go again to another person and do that. And of course, one of the most difficult people to witness to are your workmates, you know, people you're sitting next to, because they watch you and they see your flaws and your everything. And I know in Japan, from the few Japanese Christian friends I've talked to, the people want to see Christianity as being good. So if they see anything bad in you, then they are thinking, is this what Christianity is? So the people you're working with, they are watching you every day, and then you're trying to tell them about God, and it's very hard. But I know God gives us the grace to do it. So this time I invited some of the people I've never even attempted, and it's like, oh God, how will I do it? Just go and do it, you know. And I took a New Testament Bible here, so I was inviting people and giving them the Bible, and somebody else is not interested. But anyway, there are those who will accept them, and I thank God, and I got two people at least responded to me or talked to me back. One of the ladies I want to praise God for, she told me she will come. And the first thing I always ask them is, have you ever gone to church? Like, I always find a way to begin the conversation somehow. So then I will talk about the event, of course, and if they show interest, I will say something else. So one of the ladies, I talked to her, and from many others. Of course, I think all of them told me they've never been to church. She told me, I've never been to church. I'm not a Christian. Can I go? I said, yes, you can go. So she told me she will come. But what I didn't know is that she will bring her husband and her children, and they all came this morning, and I'm just thinking, this is the first time she's stepping in a sanctuary, and she doesn't know anything. But I prayed for her, and I want you also to pray for her. Her family name is Matsushita. Yeah, my sister-san, she came with her husband and her two children, and they sat there, and I was not sure they came until they were introduced, and I just blessed the Lord for her. So please continue to pray for her. She has shown interest to come to church, and of course, she's still naive. She doesn't understand anything, but I know God has a purpose for her, and let's continue to pray for her in your prayers that God will. I gave her, I found another book downstairs that talks about God's love, our response, and yeah, something like that. Probably talks about salvation or believing in God. So I gave her that book also, and I believe when she reads, God will help her to understand his love. Then one other person I want to pray for, her name is Shimomura-san. Shimomura-san, I invited her during Christmas, and she was very happy. She told me, Grace, I went to a Christian elementary school, so I know about church. But she didn't come, and this time I invited her also, but then this time she took, this time I also gave her a Bible, and this time she emailed me. She emailed me like her response. She told me, Grace, I am sorry, I belong to a different religion, so I cannot go to church, but I'm so happy you gave me the Bible because I respect Christ. That's what she said. That means somehow maybe she knows about Jesus Christ or something like that. I don't know exactly what she meant, but that's the email that she sent to me. And I thought probably God had a purpose for her to receive the Bible, because she didn't have, I think, in the first place. And she told me she respects Christ. She respects Christ, so she will treasure the gift of the Bible. So please, will you pray for her? Her name is Shimomura-san. She also works with me, and I trust God for salvation of my workmates. Of course, it may not happen for all of them, because probably God sent you here just for one soul only, and you don't know who it is, but God will work his way through their lives. So please pray for my workmates and my neighbors, and pray for me also as I purpose to witness to them, and it's not easy, and I encourage you again. Easter is over, but witnessing is never over until you go to heaven. So think about doing it, and it's not easy. Pray and you will get negative response because people don't like talking about religion or God in Japan. But you just have to seek God's wisdom on how to do it. And if somebody rejects, let that not be the end to make you think, okay, I think I should never talk about God. Japanese people don't like God. So I will please let that one not discourage you, because there are few people who want to go to church, but they've never found anyone to invite them. And the problem is we don't know who it is. So through your random witnessing, you will find those people that God desires to bring them to his house, but he didn't know how to do it. So through your random witnessing, God will bring somebody to the sanctuary. So please pray for my workmates and my neighbors. And I remind you again, please let's continue to witness for Christ, because we don't know how long we are here. And even if you're in Japan forever, but you don't know how long God will give you the strength to be able to witness or to be alive for that matter. So just do it. Do it knowing that you are the only Christian most of those people will ever see or get in touch with. And maybe you're the only channel through which they may ever step to a church and then feel relaxed about it. Because many people are so nervous in Japan about going to church. In the first place, they don't know that you can go even though you are not a Christian. So that's one thing that needs to be broken. And then after they step in church, then they will begin to relax their view of the church, and then they will open up to hear about God. And we can be those vessels that God will use. So you and I, and I will remind you again, the people you meet are not the people I meet. So like, it's not like some one person will do it. We are the body of Christ. Each one of us will do it. Probably some of us do the work that is very visible, you know. Like I was just sharing with Karen, on the body, there are body parts that do very work that can be seen. Like my legs. If today morning they cannot walk me to church, then I will not be here today. My eyes don't walk me, but if they don't see, then yeah. So that's the way each one of us is. You don't have to do exactly what I'm doing for you to feel that you're playing a part in the body of Christ. So we pray for people. Please make a list of people that you really desire. They know God. It's not about you how to save them or to convict them. Mention them to God in prayer every day. Kneel down and tell God, I'm praying for this lady. I'm praying for this man. I'm praying for this person. Then God, I'm also praying that you give me an opportunity to talk to them and help me to know how I can begin a conversation with them. And for sure, God will answer that prayer. He will give you the opportunity. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Darcy. And thank you, Grace, for sharing again today. Thank you for sharing last Sunday as well, really encouraging us to talk to friends about Easter. So I did. So Megumi has some friends from her hoikuen, and I'm friends with some of those moms. So we had three of those moms over to dye Easter eggs. Art's mom sent a box of all kinds of Easter things, including Easter egg dye. So we dyed some eggs, but I was like, I need to explain. I mean, also, why do we dye eggs? Anyway, so I looked that up a little bit, but we'll share about that in a moment. So two of the moms were there first, the third mom came later, but with the two moms, the kids are going crazy in the other room. I'm like, well, you remember we talked about Christmas? I'm like, yeah. It's like, well, Easter's actually the most important thing for Christians. And they're like, but I've never heard of it. I'm like, right? Well, let me tell you about it. So I take Megumi's like storybook Bible, and like we start with like, you know, the Christmas picture. We keep going through. I'm like, and Jesus did all this stuff, and like, and then he got into trouble. I'm doing this all in like Nihongo Day. And Art like comes in the kitchen and he was kind of like, but like these friends, I'm so comfortable with them. We can just do this together, you know? And they're just really listening. Like their faces were like, oh, it was so beautiful. And asking great questions, and then the time was over. Like I finished telling the story, and then the kids are like crazy, and we have to like move to the next thing. But like God gave this time where like these two moms like who each have two children who are running around like crazy, like they could concentrate and hear about Easter. It was thrilling. Last night, we had the opportunity to, I got to play some music at Kemby's, and Art got to sing with me as well, and I invited these moms to also come out to that, and they came from Kita Hiroshima, so they came like a good trek to support me, and their husbands actually took care of their kids, which is great. And we're talking afterwards some more, and just having the friendships just feel so strong and different, which is great as we're about to move a little bit further away in Kita Hiroshima. I feel like these are women I will keep connected to. But the friends also met other friends, other missionary friends, and other Christians, and Pastor Chris, and my friend Naoko, who I had shared with about Easter, was talking to my friend Emma excitedly, and she's like, oh, and yesterday I heard the Easter story from the first time. Like, you don't even know like that it's like that exciting for somebody until they tell your friend and your friend tells you. But I'm just so like, it meant something. And when I told Naoko-san too, I looked up, why do we do Easter eggs? And like, you know, there's a lot of like, okay, whatever, like stuff about it. But there's also this one thing I read that was really beautiful, that some early Christians liked to do it because when they would crack open the eggs with those shells, it was like the cracking of the tomb and Jesus coming out. And I share that with Naoko-san as we're doing the eggs, and she's like it really impacted her thinking that symbolism. So Naoko and Ayako are my friends who got to hear about Easter, and I would love for you to pray for Naoko and Ayako. They are wonderful, wonderful women. I want them to be my sisters. So please pray for them.
Speaking of just Darcy and Art's performance yesterday at Kemby's, it was great. For me, the most encouraging thing was seeing all of the friends that Darcy and Art have made in the year that they've been here. So many friends from ABC Church in Asaminamaku are friends as well. Other Japanese friends, and just was wonderful. That and the songs that they wrote together were very powerful. It was amazing. I've been in Japan 18 years, all of it in Hiroshima, and it was the first time for me to hear the scriptures being sung in the bar at Kemby's. Daniel 2:22. Psalm 81, verse 7, and just, you know, singing it, proclaiming the scripture.
And we're drinking a beer.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, so hallelujah. That was a wonderful Easter egg for me. Let's see. Oh, and thanks to my mom for babysitting so that Naomi and I could go out on a date night. That's our first date night in 1.5 years. So, hallelujah. And I just finally just want to send or read to you an email from our friend from Akitakata named Suekane. So, Chris-sensei, ohayou gozaimasu. Suekane desu. Kyou no Easter wa keizaiteki na ryū de kyōkai ni ikimasen. Sono kawari ni 4月 8日 ni Nakaya-san to 2人で教会に行きますのでよろしくお願いします。もう一人の向田さん5月に教会に行くそうです。今私が伝道しています島岡彩さん24歳。 This is, I want you to remember these names to pray for them. 島岡彩さん24歳女性、迫田彩さん21歳女性、神田優衣さん23歳女性、伝道しています。ナホミさんと6人の子供たちはお元気ですか？では4月8日に教会でお会いしましょう。スエカネ。 So just from Suekane, he's sharing Christ Jesus with his friends Mukoda-san and Nakaya-san, and they have come. They'll be coming next week. And then three women, young women, 24, 21, and 23, Shimaoka, Sakoda, and Kanda, just to pray for them that he's sharing the gospel with them three times a week. So we're praying for Akitakata. We're praying for Kita Hiroshima. We're praying for the word of God, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, salvation through the cross to reach Hiroshima, downtown, Minamiku, Kitaku, Higashiku, Nishiku, and all throughout this land. So we're praying for that. We believe that God loves the people here. We believe that he came to save even the Japanese. So, hallelujah. Remember Akitakata. Amen.
Thank you for the testimonies. I just wanted to ask if anyone's here for the first time or somebody, brother, friend, have you? I'm sorry, I haven't seen you before. First, not your first time. How about you? Your first time? First time here? Hajimete? Your friend? Say your friend. What's the name of your friend? 英語はできますか？できないです。お名前だけ教えてくれますか？かなさん。ようこそ。はい、ありがとうございます。Thanks for reminding us that for the first time visitors to church and the witnessing that we all doing here in